Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is confirming another interest rate hike as expected as part of the central bank's aggressive campaign to fight inflation.
Today, the FOMC raised our policy interest rate by 75 basis points, and we continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate. We are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
NPR's Scott Horsley has been monitoring the central bank.
By raising interest rates, the Fed hopes to tamp down demand and bring soaring prices under control. Annual inflation in October was 3 to 4 times as high as the Fed would like. The central bank said in a statement it's strongly committed to getting inflation back down to its target of 2%. Interest rates, which were near zero in the spring, have increased at the fastest pace in decades. That's making it more expensive to borrow money, to buy a home or a car, or carry a balance on your credit card. Rising borrowing costs have already put a big dent in the housing market, but consumer spending has so far held up fairly well, bankrolled in part by additional savings that people socked away early in the pandemic. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The gunman convicted in the Valentine's Day attack at a high school in Parkland, Florida, is being formally sentenced this afternoon, nearly 5 years since he killed 17 students and faculty and injured 17 other people in one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. But Nicholas Cruz is being spared the death penalty. The judge is expected to act on the jury's recommendation previously for life in prison without parole. National police raided local police stations in South Korea in an investigation into the response to a deadly stampede on Saturday. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul. 156 people were killed when a crowd of Halloween partygoers surged into a narrow alleyway.
A special investigation team raided the offices of the Seoul Metropolitan Police and police in Yongsan District, where the tragedy took place. The national police chief has admitted that before the stampede, citizens made 11 calls warning about dangerous crowding in the city's Itaewon nightlife area. The nearly 200 police on the scene in Itaewon managed traffic and tried to prevent street crime, but did no crowd control. The government has promised to overhaul the police emergency hotline. Opposition politicians have called for the interior minister and police chief to be sacked and prosecuted. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The Biden administration accuses North Korea of shipping artillery shells to Russia for its war in Ukraine. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says U.S. intel indicates the Kim Jong-un regime's funneling the shipments through other countries in the Middle East or North Africa. From Washington, this is NPR News. The White House says President Biden will give a speech on democracy tonight, confirming the president plans to deliver his remarks near the U.S. Capitol. An aide says the president is expected to address last year's pro-Trump insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, as well as the recent attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, which heightened concerns about political violence in the run-up to midterm elections next week. U.S. Capitol police surveillance cameras caught last week's break-in at the home of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, according to a source who has been briefed on the investigation. The Washington Post first reported that the cameras recorded the break-in. On Tuesday, at a ceremony filled with politicians and stars, a Broadway theater was renamed for the late singer, actress, and activist Lena Horne. Jeff London has more.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul was there, as was Mayor Eric Adams.
What we are saying is that the great white way must have some chocolate on it also.
Many black Broadway stars showed up, too. Audra McDonald, LaShawns, and Vanessa Williams, who sang Lena Horne's signature song, Stormy Weather.
Don't know.
The renaming of the theater where the musical Six is playing came about after a group named Black Theater United entered an agreement with theater owners to rename Broadway houses after black artists. In September, a theater was renamed in honor of actor James Earl Jones. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.